101 and prayer, maybe both a continuation of the you don't have to do anything. That when I now, this is a, you know, end of March 26, have had this month of not having to do anything, and taking that seriously, I'm just, you know, yes, I don't have to do anything. The interesting experience of that, first you have this engine going, you know, this clock ticking there deep within, you have to do something, you have to do something, you have to do this, you have to do that. And you know, when you have a vacation, you can say, well, that can wait, so you can take a week or two or four, which in my case was forced upon me due to my eye. And my experience now is, and what I learned now is that take time every day, maybe, when you don't do anything except being there with God. And this is what sadhana is meant to be. But don't take sadhana just as ritual practices that you have to do in order to gain plus points in the Book of Heaven or something. But it means taking time to be with God, Goddess and God. Whether you do it by japa or just lying in your sofa talking with God, but just inviting awareness of the presence of God. Here I am in the presence of God. There's nothing else needed. I don't have to do anything. And if God then asks me to do something, I will of course do that. In other words, then it's, you start from there. You start your day from there. And then, and now I'm talking from my experience of this month, at the end of every day, I realize, hey, I did things. I got ideas that were very good and that will help me to save so much time and energy in doing what I want to do when I get back into work again. And you realize how everything starts with consciousness. And if you are Krishna conscious, God conscious, then everything comes naturally from here, from there. Because all your ideas, the decisions you make, will come from there, from your time with God, because your inspiration will come, and if you speak to God, God will respond. Trust that.